our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Today's scripture is 1 Kings 3, 16 through 28. Later, two women who were prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, "Please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth. We were together. There was no one else in the house. Only the two of us were in the house. Then this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from beside me while your servant slept. She laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. When I rose in the morning to nurse my son, I saw that he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, clearly it was not the son I had born. But the other woman said, 'No, the living son is mine, and the dead son is yours.' The first said, 'No, the dead son is yours, and the living son is mine.' So they argued before the king. Then the king said, 'The one says, this is my son that is alive, and your son is dead. While the other says, not so. Your son is dead, and my son is the living one.' So the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' And they brought him a sword before the king. The king said, 'Divide the living boy in two. Then give one half to one and half to the other.' But the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because compassion for her son burned within her, 'Please, my lord, give her the living boy. Certainly do not kill him.' The other said, 'It shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide it.' Then the king responded, 'Give the first woman the living boy. Do not kill him. She is his mother.' All Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to execute justice." This is the word of God for the people of God.
My friends, let's pray. Dear Lord, we do give thanks for this day and for this time to come together. We give thanks for your spirit that is always with us, and we pray that we might be mindful, more mindful of that spirit right now. The spirit that is looking to touch us, to teach us, to help us. Be with us now, O Father. May we hear with joy all the words that should speak to our hearts today. In Christ's name, amen. You know, my friends, this is a classic story. Now, even though it is a classic story, I'm sure there are many of you who have heard this and just went, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe the pastor is preaching on this story on Mother's Day." But you know what? It also seems very appropriate. A mother's love is what wins the day. You know, what's interesting with this being such a classic story is that there is a primary lesson here. And the primary lesson is the one about King Solomon, showing his wisdom, the wisdom that God has granted him, and helping to, well, come through a very sticky situation, if you will. What happens is so many times we look at that primary story and we forget the other stories that are taking place within this classic story, because this is a story like many of our Bible stories that has more than one level. And I think today one of the first things that we learn from our story is that there is no such thing as a perfect mother. Now, you heard what these women did for a living. And what I want to say with all this is that there's no such thing as a perfect mother, and it's okay. Let's just own it. Let's own the fact. There's no perfect fathers either, but we're not going to focus on that right now. We're going to focus on the fact that there's no perfect mothers. And I'm not actually saying this to bring mothers down. I actually say this because I want to build mothers up today. Because we all need forgiveness. And you know what, moms? One of the best gifts that you can give to your children is to acknowledge that you're not perfect. And then be able to teach them where you go to find forgiveness, where you go to find love, where you go to find grace, and that's in Christ. If your children can learn that from you, that's a powerful gift. That is an amazing gift that you have given them. To let them know that they're not perfect either. That they're going to mess up. That there's going to be sin in their life. There are going to be things that are going to rack them with guilt. But they don't have to live that way. They can take that guilt. And they can lay it before the Lord. And they can receive forgiveness. They can receive peace. And how are they going to learn it? They're only going to learn it if someone not only tells them about it, but then shows them with how they live their life. So moms, you're not perfect. But that's okay, because that just means there's more room for God's grace in your life. And when there's more room for God's grace, there's more blessings that abound in your life, in your family. Now, so we kind of started off the sermon pretty heavy there. Okay, I got it. So we'll kind of lighten it up a little bit. Here are some things that children have said. Children's letters to God. Actual letters written by kids to God. And here's what they said. Dear God, did you mean for a giraffe to look like that, or was it a mistake? Love, Norman. Dear God, I went to this wedding and they kissed in church. Is that okay? Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I really wanted was a puppy. Dear God, I think about you sometimes, even when I'm not praying. Dear God, I bet it's hard for you to love everybody in the world. There are only 4 people in my family, and I can't do it. And dear God, I didn't think orange and purple went together until I saw the sunset you made Tuesday. Thanks. That was really cool. Moms, live in to God's goodness and God's forgiveness. Be honest about your mistakes, and then teach those godly things to your children. The second point I want to make today is that God has answers for mothers' problems. Now, if you're looking for motherhood to be stress-free, you're looking in the wrong place. It just doesn't exist. From baby to toddler to child to teenager, even to empty nest. And oh, wait, there's also this thing called grandmotherhood and beyond. My friends, I'm here to say motherhood is stressful. Again, there's good news. God will help moms with their problems. God didn't give Solomon wisdom as folks could just stand around the palace and go ooh and ah at all the advice that he gave. God gave Solomon wisdom for a purpose. In the story, God loves these two mothers. God also loves the baby in the story. And so God gave Solomon the wisdom to save the child and then to find his true mother. God has wisdom to spare for parenting responsibilities today. God can guide and provide for all people, for all mothers and all kinds of life situations, single moms, adoptive moms, stepmoms, moms with special situations, you name it, God can help. But in order for God to help, you've got to take those to God. And what's the best way to do it? The best way is through prayer, through reading the Bible, through talking with Christian friends about the struggles that you're going through. And I understand that kids have special needs today. And that's okay, because God's got wisdom for that task as well. God can teach you what to say in every situation. Like the mommy who was tucking her son in one night as a violent thunderstorm was taking place. She was about to turn off the light when her son asked with a tremor in his voice, "Mommy, Will you sleep with me tonight? The mother smiled. She gave her son a reassuring hug and said, I can't, dear. I have to sleep with your daddy. There was a long silence, and then the young son said, the big sissy. Wisdom. Wisdom for every part of your life. Thirdly, there is nothing like a mother's love. The real mother in this story would rather see another woman raise her child than to have her child split in two. My friends, I'm here to tell you, moms know sacrifice. And you know what? Moms are not always appreciated for what they do. And I want to give moms a word of warning here. And that word of warning is, you have to be careful with where you draw on your sources of love. Because, let me say something, there are only two sources in which you can draw love on, all right? One is a primary source, and one is a secondary source. So what is that primary source? The primary source of love is God. Is God in Jesus Christ. That's it. There is no other primary source. That is it. There are a whole bunch of secondary sources, but the problem with secondary sources is you can tap those out. You can go looking for the love that you need in that secondary source, and you may not get it at the time you want it. You can go to that secondary source, and, well, you might not find that there's as much love there as you need it to make it through the day or to make it through the difficulty. And so secondary sources are those other relationships that we have in our life, the relationship that we have with our spouse, the relationship that we have with our kids, the relationship we have with our friends. Those have finite amount of love. But I'm here to tell you today is there is a place where there is an infinite amount of love. There is an infinite amount of grace. And that is a primary source, and that, moms, is what you got to plug into. And that's God's love for you. It's what God says about you. It's about what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. Look for that source of love. And again, you find it in prayer and in Bible study, in Christ-centered small groups, in worshiping, just coming together as the body of Christ and being reminded of how beautiful and wonderful you are, and how much God loves you, that you are worthy. When we can draw on that source of love, guess what? Everybody around us is blessed. Our children are blessed, our families are blessed, our churches are blessed, our communities blessed, because that is an infinite source. So many times we go to that secondary source and we treat it like a primary source. We end up getting in trouble. So many times we end up looking for love in all the wrong places. So let's look in the right place. Let's go to that infinite source of God's love. My friends, we know a mother's love, and we know the sacrifices that moms make for us. It really is amazing. There's a story that is told about a woman who was in her car, and she had gotten pushed by an 18-wheeler, and the woman's car got pushed through a guardrail on a bridge. And there she was, just suspended in the air. Kind of precarious. Which way was it going to go? Was it going to fall off? And so the first responders got there and started to try to secure the car. And of course, what did the mother say? A mother with an elementary school child and a baby in a car seat in the back. She said, don't worry about me. Please, save my children. My friends, you know what a mother's love reminds me of? It reminds me of the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who bore our sins, who died our death, who gave his all and his life for our life, is exactly what I'm talking about on this day, and how special and how unique a mother's love is. Because I feel certain, if I questioned any mother here on this day, each one of them would say, yeah, I'd give my life for my children. Praise God that that's not something that's asked of us. But how we do give thanks. Because we have a God who gave his life for us. Because of that sacrifice, let's stay connected with that love. Because it's there that we're going to find forgiveness. It's there we're going to have strength and wisdom to raise our children. It's there that we're going to find that primary source of God's grace. So all you moms, go forth and keep loving with a mother's love. Keep making a difference in this world. Because as you love the world with a mother's love, you're loving the world with the love of Jesus Christ. Happy Mother's Day to you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I want to invite you to stand with me as we sing our final hymn.